going to go ahead and call us back into order. We are still on motions and notices. It's now time for the Osage Nation FY. audit. With us from Rose Rock CPAs is Jana Poppy, I'm sorry.
Right.
And Ryan Harris. Ms. Poppy, you have the floor.
Yes. I'm Jana Poppy, partner with Rose Rock CPAs, and this is Ryan Harris. He's also a partner. He primarily oversaw the compliance single audit piece of the grant testing, so he's going to cover that part of the presentation at the end, and I'll cover the financial statement audit. A lot of kind of what I put in the presentation has to do with what's in the MD&A, because it's a lot of useful information that has the comparative changes from last year instead of just the single year presentation. So
pardon me right quick, Ms. Poppy, we have a new audio system, and
it's
important that we talk not directly into the mic, but real close, so everyone can hear that are not in attendance. Thank you. And right quick, everyone, I've spoken with them prior to the presentation and told them that we would allow them to get through their presentation. So if you have any questions, would you please take notes and ask after the presentation? Thank you.
So on page 2 here of the PowerPoint, this is just a summary of the auditor's opinion, which is on page 1 of the audit report. And of course, the audit date is September 30th, 2017. And the audit opinion describes that management is responsible for the preparation and fair presentation of the financial statements in accordance with GAAP. And the auditors are responsible for expressing an opinion on that based on our testing, which is done on a sample basis based on auditor judgment. And our opinion on the audit was a clean, unmodified opinion. Yes?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you can't hear me?
Just a little bit louder.
Okay, sorry. Our opinion on the audit was a clean, unmodified opinion. So that means that finance is doing a great job. And based on our audit, financial statements present fairly in all material respects the financial position of the governmental activities, the business type activities, and the discreetly presented component units, each major fund, and the aggregate remaining information. So. Summary of the management's discussion analysis on the financial highlights. The assets of the nation exceeded liabilities at the close of the year by $331 million. And of this amount on the government-wide basis, there's $53 million is considered unrestricted to meet the government's obligations. The nation's total net position increased $27 million from the prior year. And almost $22 million of that was due to an increase in the component units. The nation's governmental funds reported combined fund balance of $57 million, which decreased $922,000 from the prior year. And this is primarily due to the cash transfers to Bluestem Ranch of $1 million. Also, the nation does maintain a permanent reserve of $30 million, and these funds cannot be spent without action by the Osage Nation Congress. The government-wide financial statements of the nation are presented in three categories: the governmental activities, which is most of the nation's basic governmental services and their grants and that sort of thing; the business type activities, which includes things like the Osage Nation tribal tags, tax revenue, Osage properties charges the space cost to the nation's programs to recover the costs associated with property management; and then other smaller operations such as daycare facilities, fitness centers are classified in this category. Then there's also the discreetly presented component units, which includes Osage Casinos, Tallgrass Economic Development, Osage LLC, Osage Home Health, Osage Nation Energy Services, and the Osage Nation Foundation. These are considered component units because the nation's financially accountable for them. The Osage Casinos, Tallgrass, and Osage LLC issue separate audits, and Osage Home Health, Osage Nation Energy Services, and Osage Nation Foundation are audited by us along with the primary government. Next in the audit, you have the fund financial statements, which are split up between the governmental funds and the proprietary funds. Most of the services by the nation are financed and reported through the governmental funds. The focus on cash and other financial assets that can be readily converted to cash at year end and are available for spending. They provide a detailed short-term view that allows the reader easily determine whether there are more or fewer resources than can be spent in the near future. They do not include long-term assets and debts of the government, and a reconciliation is provided that explains the difference between the fund and the government-wide statements. Next are the proprietary funds, and these are used to report activities which are operate similar to private sector enterprises, and they charge fees for goods and services provided to customers. They utilize the full accrual basis of accounting, and no reconciliation is needed between the proprietary fund financials and the business type. And these include the Osage properties, revenue tax, non-major funds, fitness centers, WELAs, et cetera, and the internal service fund with the health insurance claims fund. On the government-wide, a financial analysis includes that you had a combined net position of almost $332 million. The net position increased almost $28 million in 2017, which was 10%, and the position of the business type decreased by $742,000. Total assets increased $29 million, and total liabilities increased approximately $2 million. Total revenues increased a little over $2 million, and this was primarily related to the increase in program revenues as a result of the health clinic being included for a full year for 2017. Total expenses for the government activities decreased $1.3 million to $74.7 million, and general government decreased $6 million due to decreased expenditures related to tribal development in 2017 and the Gaming Commission being moved. Health and Human Services increased $2.2 million due to that health clinic for a full year. This next page, this shows you a summary of the government activities and kind of a graph comparing the changes from the prior year. And then you can see the year over year for 2017 to 2016. And these are in thousands, so the last three zeros are dropped off. Most things are pretty consistent with that swing in the equity interest and component units being noted. On the next page, we have a comparison of the governmental activity revenues for 2017 to 2016 and expenses. So you can see any changes there from the prior year. Which we've mostly kind of gone over in that summary of changes in financial analysis. So you can see the primary changes again are the health and human services for the clinic and the decrease in general government related to tribal development. On the proprietary fund financial analysis, the Osage Properties Fund had an operating loss of $998,000, with transfers in for operating costs of $508,000. The majority of their net position is invested in capital assets of $7.5 million. The Revenue Tax Fund had operating income of $1.3 million, with transfers out to the General Fund of $1.5 million, and an ending net position of $271,000. This fund generally transfers their residual income to the general fund. And other proprietary funds had a combined loss before transfers of $3.6 million, with transfers in of $3.6 million and the ending net position of almost $2.4 million. On the next page, this is where we have the general fund actual expenses to budget. you can see variances there. The budget's a little different for the nation, and just the fact that some things are budgeted, but you have carryover from prior years. So sometimes it might look like amounts are over or under based on it wasn't budgeted in this year, but you had carryover funds from the prior year that could have been utilized. For capital assets, the nation has $144 million net investment in capital assets at the end of the year. This is a net increase of $3.6 million over the prior year, and the most significant increases were due to the construction of the Sky Lodge Estates and the Hominy Village Square. Under long-term liabilities, the nation entered that $10 million loan with BOK in 2014 to fund the campus construction, and as of September 30th, $4.2 million was still outstanding on that loan. During the year, there was an adoption of an new accounting pronouncement called blending requirements for certain component units. And we just include that to show that was all considered, but there wasn't a significant impact on your financials with that adoption. On the next page, I have a presentation of the highlights of note two to the financials, which includes your investments at fair value and how they're valued based on level one, two, or three, and kind of a graph there showing your investment and the types of investments overall. Note 11, this is what shows your fund equity at the end of the fiscal year, and it shows what part of it's included as things that are non-spendable, which are prepaids and that sort of thing, items that are restricted at year end, which is primarily items for grant purposes and that collateral pledge, and then things that are committed for various purposes due to allocation to different funds of the government or different grant programs of the government. And then approximately $2.3 million is unassigned. So those are the main highlights of the audit and the changes from the prior year. And next is a summary of the single audit compliance testing portion. I'm gonna have Ryan.
Hi, I'm Ryan Harris.
Morning.
I handled most of the single audit and compliance requirements. The financial statements, the independent auditor's report on the financial statements expressed an unmodified opinion. We did note a significant deficiency was reported in the independent auditor's report on internal control over financial reporting. It was noted as finding 2017-001. No instance of noncompliance material to the financial statements of the nation were disclosed during the audit. So there were no material weaknesses or significant deficiencies in internal control over compliance with requirements applicable to major federal awards programs reported in the independent auditor's report on internal control over compliance. The independent auditor's report on compliance for the major federal awards programs expressed an unmodified opinion. The audit disclosed no findings required to be reported by uniform guidance. We had five major programs that were tested during the period. That included the EPA water pollution control, CFDA 66419, the Circles of Care Suicide Prevention, which was CFDA 93.243. Indian Self-Determination was tested as major, CFDA 93.441. Child Care and Development Block Grant was tested as major, CFDA 93.575. And Head Start, CFDA 93.600. We used a threshold of $922,000 to distinguish between Type A and Type B programs, as those terms were defined by uniform guidance. And for the year ended September 30th, 2017, the nation did not qualify as a low-risk oddity as described by uniform guidance. A little bit more information on the significant deficiency we noted during our audit procedures. We identified certain, and that would be the finding 2017-001, we identified certain misstatements in the performance of our audit procedures that required us to propose audit adjustments for the preparation and fair presentation of the nation's financial statements in accordance with accounting principles generally accepted in the United States of America. And during the audit, we identified errors in accounts receivable, accounts payable, retainage payable, and capital assets. We proposed audit adjustments to properly reflect these accounts and related revenues and expenses. At that point, we recommended the nation establish effective financial statement review and reconciliation policies and procedures at all levels of management to ensure that all account balances at year-end are properly stated in accordance with GAAP. Additionally, the nation should provide additional training and oversight of staff to ensure they understand the year-end closing entries that are required. As part of our finding, the nation was allowed to provide a corrective action plan. The nation's response noted the department acknowledges this is the significant deficiency and the attendant shortcomings described. There were significant personnel changes in senior financial management in the current period. As the present financial management team settles in and becomes acclimated to the operating environment, effective review and reconciliation policies and procedures will be developed and applied. The goal would be to properly state year-end account balances in accordance with GAAP. In the event additional staff training is desirable, applicable training shall be provided. The Osage Nation Treasurer and Controller are responsible for corrective action, and this will be implemented no later than the September 30th, 2018 audit year.
Mr. Harris?
Yes.
Would you mind using the clicker and
advancing
us to
I forgot. I apologize.
Page 18.
Yes, sorry. That's what I was just going over right there. So. Just a couple of additional items to be communicated from our communication letter. We noted no transactions entered into the nation during the year for which there was a lack of authoritative guidance or consensus. Accounting estimates are an integral part of the financial statements prepared by management and are based on management's knowledge and experience about past and current events and assumptions about future events. Certain accounting estimates are particularly sensitive because of their significance to the financial statements and because of the possibility that future events affecting them may differ significantly from those expected. The most sensitive estimates included in management's estimates of accumulated depreciation and fair value of investments. We evaluated the key factors and assumptions and determined that the estimates to be reasonable. We encountered no significant difficulties or disagreements in dealing with management and performing or completing the audit. And significant audit entries, just a brief summary, consisted of the following. An entry was required to reduce the accrued investment interest receivable by approximately $36,000, and an entry was required to record additional accounts payable of approximately $64,000.
I did just want to note, last year for 2017, the government-wide audit was held up a bit just because we were waiting on those component unit audits for Osage LLC and Tallgrass LLC. We went ahead and pulled together a separate presentation that I don't know if you guys received back before June 30th. It's just called the Governmental Programs Presentation, where it basically is the general fund and the grant programs only presented, and it doesn't present any business type activities or component units, so that we could get it filed, by the deadline. And that's an acceptable presentation for their purposes, for the grant purposes, because all that and the single audit reports are included and filed. So we did meet that deadline, and it's quite a lot more work to do two separate presentations. I don't know what the status is for 2018, if we'll have those other audits by June 30th, or we might have to do the same thing just to meet the single audit uniform guidance deadline of the June 30th. But either way, we'll make that deadline one way or the other. So, but did you all have any questions for us?
Members of Congress, are there any questions? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Can we go back to the investment slide that you gave us the graph on?
Yes.
Can you get it up for me on the... Okay, investment at fair value. And basically, you're talking about our funds that are invested.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just because I don't know, could you tell me the level ratings that you have?
Yes. Level one, these are invested in active markets. So typically stocks are actively traded on the stock market. So those are going to be valued at whatever price shows at 12/31, and that's considered a level one. Level two are valued on other factors such, and these are like your long-term bonds and treasuries, and those are valued based on the current rates and the rates of those and the kind of cash flow expected on those as compared to current rates and what rates those are, and those are considered level two valuations.
Okay. Go down to the, what about the next column?
Level three?
No, where they're looking at the investments, historical costs, the unrealized gains or losses. As of what date was this?
Oh, this was September 30th, 2017.
Do you remember who the investment advisor was at that time, or do you have that noted in the...
NAFA? Okay. NAFA? These are pretty consistent what we see everywhere at this point in time with the market changes. But kind of on those corporate bonds being in a gross unrealized loss position, if any were held before the rates kind of started rising, that's going to put that gross unrealized loss. But if you hold them to maturity, there's not going to be any realized loss you're going to get. It's just how they value them compared to the current market rates. But if you traded them early or sold them, you might recognize some of those losses. So that depends on how the investment manager handles that, if they want to get out and get into something else. But
would that show up in your audit then next year? How would we recognize if that happened based on the audit, or we won't?
It won't be presented in the audit. I mean, we do testing to get to these the beginning and the ending numbers and the activity in between, but if something was specifically sold and a loss, realize that's not gonna, all your investments are basically presented together, so it wouldn't show necessarily.
Okay. Any other questions? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Before your discussion, I talked briefly with you, and I'm looking for the page in here that we were referring to.
In the audit?
Now, can you direct me to that page?
Well, I think you are talking about page 5 at the bottom, where it talks about governmental activities decreased.
Right, yes.
And general government expenses decreased.
So our activity, meaning our spending on government programs, has decreased? Is that what this is saying?
Yes, compared to 2016, just because with the campus development ongoing and a lot of large construction projects in 2016, there was a decline in that construction activity development.
And the Gaming Commission.
And the Gaming Commission went out to the, if I remember back to the casinos or something like that. So that showed us a decline.
Okay, that helps me. Okay.
Anyone else? Comments? All right. So that concludes the audit report.
Okay.
Thank you.
We really appreciate the opportunity to work with you all, and finance has been really helpful, and I know there's been a lot of turnover since we've been here, but every kind of issue we encounter, they're always working on to improve, and that gives us confidence that they're trying to do their best and keep improving the accounting processes and programs. So, but thank you.
Thank you. All right, well, we are still in motions and notices. Are there any additional motions or notices to be made? Congresswoman Pratt.
I move to adjourn until Monday morning at 10 a.m.
Motion to adjourn. Is this under discussion, Congresswoman? Or would you like to make a motion or notice?
Just a motion and notice that tomorrow the funeral for Romaine Shackelford, Indian service will start at 8, and then the Catholic Church after that at 10, and burial will be in Hominy, and then the feast will be at Wickener.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congressman Mason.
Just ask.
I withdraw my motion.
At 8 o'clock service, is that in Pawhuska or in Hominy?
Pawhuska.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay. I move for listeners, due to the Romaine Shackelford's funeral tomorrow, several of us will be attending. So therefore we adjourn. I move to adjourn until Monday morning at 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. on Monday morning by Congresswoman Pratt, seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. We are adjourned until 10 a.m. on Monday morning.